Once again, Rachel McGarry.
We're looking at Jean-François Millet's The Church at Chailly from 1868-69. Millet is an artist who knew rural life intimately, and he's famous today for his large-scale realist portrayals of peasants, the sowers, the gleaners, that were very controversial when he exhibited them at the Salon. But a real noteworthy aspect of his art is the landscapes that he produced at the end of his career, many in pastel. He dabbled a little in pastel earlier in his career, but he took it up in the 1860s at the suggestion of a friend who said that his works might be more saleable if they were more colorful. Millet had grown up in Normandy, and he worked in Paris, and he moved his growing family to Barbizon. Painters and artists were drawn to the landscape and rural life, and he moved to this tiny town near Fontainebleau. He was a country boy. He had grown up the son of farmers, so had found his way back to rural life. He really is able to represent the vastness of the space. This is someone who intimately understands farm life and is able to reproduce it in this pastel.
To explore Millet's pastel landscape in depth, select the green button. Press the red button to learn about one of Millet's motivations to create pastels. What was on Millet's mind while working on this pastel? Choose the yellow button to find out.